Fed Chair Janet Yellen will be testifying on Capitol Hill starting tomorrow. It's a semi-annual event, but this one is her first since President Donald Trump took office. And the president, as you'll remember, was very critical of Yellen during the campaign. He accused her of keeping interest rates low, quote, for political reasons, even though Yellen was continuing policies carried out by Republican appointees. So what can we expect from the Fed chair during this first part of the Trump administration? Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her new podcast is Better Off, and she joins us now. Hi there, Jill.
Hello.
So if you were Janet Yellen, or actually, I was going to say, what would you say to Congress tomorrow? But maybe I shouldn't ask that. What do you expect her to say tomorrow?
I think she's going to give us a rundown of what's going on in the economy. And she's going to say, hey, the labor market is improving slowly. We are starting to see prices tick up a little bit. And the Fed has wanted to see that. I think that she also may start to talk a little bit about how things aren't perfect. And that's why the Fed continues to take its time in waiting to raise interest rates. And then she's going to have to field a whole bunch of questions. And, that, you know, especially when she goes before the House subcommittee, this may not be the friendliest encounter.
Okay, so tell me more about that. Because of criticism of the Fed or Fed?
Well, a little bit of both. So you should all remember way back in 2015, there were certain Republican lawmakers that really have been seeking to limit the Federal Reserve's independence. Remember, the Fed is not an agency. It's independent, right? So Congress doesn't have a lot of control over it. They even passed legislation, only went through the House, it never got to the Senate, which would subject the Federal Reserve Board of Governors to an annual audit, which would say, hey, if you're going to make policy rate decisions, it has to be to a known standard, that anything that you have in a meeting, it has to have a transcript that's made public. And there's a little bit of kabuki theater about the Fed. They don't like that. They like their independence. And they've really pushed back against any intervention by Congress into what they do.
Okay. So there was a recent headline in the New York Times that President Trump and Janet Yellen are, quote, on a collision course. I mean, how much do they differ in terms of how they view the economy and how to grow the economy?
Well, you know, I think that when you heard candidate Trump talk about the economy, and even as he does now a little bit more, even though he sort of owns the economy at this point, he paints a very dark view. And you think back to, you know, the inauguration, it seems like a very dismal view of what was going on in the United States. And he did highlight problems that obviously there are certain persistent issues that exist. But, you know, when we look back to 2009, 10, 11, and we think, my God, that was when the economy was losing hundreds of thousands of jobs. And we must admit that, of course, we have made great progress. Now, Janet Yellen is all about the progress. And she said, hey, we're going to grow this economy. And it looks like we're at about a 2% growth rate. Remember what Donald Trump said. He said his policies are going to help the economy grow by 3.5 to 4%.
Right.
One of them's going to be right and one of them's going to be wrong.
So, I mean, OK, just I'm curious. You got a couple seconds here, Jill, to achieve that double growth rate, that 4%. What could the Fed do? What should the Fed do?
Well, I mean, what Trump says he's going to do is do a lot of spending. He's going to change the tax code and that will actually spur growth. By the way, the Fed doesn't believe that's going to happen. In fact, they are a little bit worried those policies might actually create inflation. That would force them to raise rates even faster. That might limit the Trump potential 3.5 to 4% growth. So collision course indeed.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thanks so much.
Take care.